This is the good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Foster. I'm pastor and host of the radio program Grace Thoughts. Grace Thoughts is heard on this great radio station from Monday through Friday at 12 noon during the lunch hour. Remember Jeremiah's famous prayer to God, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
1 Corinthians chapter 16 and Romans chapter 11, beginning in verse 34. Says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord, and who has become counselor? Who has first given to him, and it shall not be repaid to him?" Watch this, pay attention real close. "For of him, and through him, and to him are all things." How many know that's a powerful statement this morning? "For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen." And amen means so be it. Everybody say so be it. And then we jump right into chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "I beseech you, therefore." What does that mean, therefore? Based on the fact that everything we just read in verse 34. "Therefore, because for him and through him and in him are all things," he's saying, "I beseech you, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable." Somebody say it's reasonable. It's not even really difficult. It's reasonable. Means you can reason it out. You can figure it out. You just got to apply your mind to it and reason a little bit, and you can understand this thing. Somebody said, "God's too big. The universe is too vast. I just can't wrap my mind around it. I just want to live life." No, you can reason it. You can apply it. It's reasonable, and it's a reasonable service. He's not asking too much from you. Amen? And it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good. Somebody say, he's a good God. The acceptable and the perfect will of God. 1 Corinthians 16:9 says, for a great and effectual door has been opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. It's an opportunity. Somebody shout, it's an opportunity. It's a great door. It's an effectual door. And you got to have to go through some stuff. I think we put our emphasis on the wrong end of that scripture oftentimes. You know, God's open opportunity. And the enemies are big. Come on. Isn't that how we read it? No, he said it's a great and effectual door. And there's some stuff you got to kind of deal with. Come on, amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for the anointing of God in this house this morning. I thank you, God, for your people, Lord, who are here this morning. I thank you, God, that there's no bondage, no yoke, no lie of the enemy, no deception that could bear any fruit today in this room, God. I thank you for the manifested presence and the atmosphere that's charged, Lord, with the purposes of God for our lives. And Lord, I thank you for divine revelation in this place. Lord, speak truth to us today. Give us ears to hear. Let me have entrance into every heart with truth. And we thank you for revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to say it again. God is opening a wide avenue for you, a wide opportunity. Amen. Leonard Ravenhill wrote a book one time and he said this. He said, the opportunity of a lifetime has to be seized during the lifetime of the opportunity. In other words, the opportunity is only going to come once in a while. And when they come, if you don't lay hold of that opportunity by faith, then you're going to miss the opportunity that God set before you. I mean, God's got all kinds of possibilities for you. He's got all kinds of dreams that he wants to awaken on the inside of you. There's potential that he's placed in you, that he's put in a seed form, that he just wants to see it take root in you and begin to grow and come out of you so that you can live the life that he's designed for you. Because how many of you know this morning, you are a person of destiny? Amen. Come on, that's good news. You're not just aimless bumping through life and just trying to go along to get along. You're a purpose of destiny. Amen. I am convinced that the greatest gift that we can have in life is not money. It's not a good time. It's not a thrill. It's not a house. It's not a car. But sometimes in life, the greatest gift that we can have as people is an opportunity. Come on, somebody can give you a paycheck one time and that'll get you through for a week. But if somebody gives you a great opportunity, it can feed you for a lifetime. Opportunity is everything. Amen. I believe that the real overcomers in the kingdom, the real people of victory, are people that live by the opportunities that God puts in front of them. They don't run and hide. They don't cower at the sight of a challenge. They say, God, I'm going to embrace my destiny. I'm going to lay hold of it by faith and step into that. I'm going to live my life by opportunities. That's a good place to live. I said, that's a good place to live. So how many of you know if we can provide the right opportunity, because opportunity is worth more than any paycheck you could ever get. If we can provide the right opportunity, you can make and multiply many times over in your life from that opportunity what God has for you. You can become everything he's designed for you. Your possibilities won't be limited anymore. You can dream big dreams and go places you never thought you could go and hold on to things that you never thought you could hold. You can walk in places and avenues of enrichment and revelation that change us from the inside out. You don't have to be a victim. You can live with an overcoming, victorious life. I mean, that's a good place to live. That comes through opportunity. Amen? Praise the Lord. I told the folks this earlier this morning, any revelation that comes to you without an accompanying manifestation is really a wasted opportunity. That's any truth, any revelation, anything that's been revealed to you. If there's not a manifestation that comes with it, it's just a wasted opportunity. It's just good news. It's just knowledge. Because it ain't making no difference in your life. You're just going, oh, wow, that made sense. That's really cool. And that's it. It doesn't shape your life or change your life. Come on, amen. Isaiah, he said in Isaiah 55, he said, my thoughts, first of all, are beyond your thoughts. And my ways are beyond your ways. And how many know God thinks different and acts different than you and I do? He's not like us. He thinks on a different level than us, amen? And he says, until you learn to think with the revelation that I've put in your life, you ain't never going to think on my level. You ain't never going to live on the level that I've called you to. And then he begins to say, out of these thoughts and these revelations that I put into you, and out of that thing becomes birth actions, and as you begin to live in those actions, my word comes down and it invades your life. How many know the word of God can change your life? He said, I sent my word to heal the sick. I sent my word to change. I sent my word to redeem. It's the word of God. He was the word made flesh. He come and dwelt. Come on, somebody shout. He's the word that was alive and came to us. And this is what he said about his word. He said, when I put my word in you, it's not going to return to me void. In other words, my word will do what it was sent to do. When I give you the opportunity to engage the word. Somebody say, I got to grab it. I got to engage it. I got to be relentless. Amen. The Bible says this. Watch this. It says, he brings us out to bring us in. Somebody say that with me. He brings me out to bring me in. Say it again. He brings me out to bring me in. This is a fact in the church. Much of what we have learned is not wrong in the church. It's just not complete. See, we've been taught a lot of things in the church that were taught from good motives, but it wasn't a complete revelation. So we didn't walk in the complete revelation. We applied spiritual principles to a physical realm instead of applying spiritual principles to our spiritual life. And what we ended up with was behavior modification. And we tried to become very moral people and lived under a bunch of rules under the tree of the knowledge of good and evil rather than under the tree of life. So we grew up in a church where we couldn't do this and we couldn't do that, and you had to do this and you had to do that in order to be saved. Well, the Bible says that he brought me out of sin. He saved us, not just so we can be saved and so we can look good on the outside and we can pull away from the world and hide out, but he saved us and he brought us out of sin so that he could bring us into something else. It's not enough for you to get saved. God wants to bring you into something else. He wants to bring you into destiny. He wants to teach you how to walk in favor and teach you how to walk in health and healing and to be prosperous and to change the generation that you've been called to equip those around you, to preach the gospel, to take the kingdom of God and invade this world with a new truth. Come on, amen. That's why he brought us out. He didn't bring you out so you can lag around in the wilderness and go, oh, this is great, I'm saved, but I'm still living in hell. This is wonderful, and I'm glad Jesus saved me, but my life still sucks. That's really not why God saved you. He saved you so you can overcome. Come on, somebody help me, amen. God doesn't want you living in passivity. He doesn't want you to be complacent. He doesn't want you to be left behind. He wants to mark you by the power of the Holy Ghost and cause you to become this person of faith. Somebody shout, I need to be in faith. Become this person of faith that will reach into untapped, unseen realities and see those realities begin to manifest in your life. It's not somebody that can be passive that can do that. You got to be relentless in faith. You got to lay hold by faith of the promise that God gave you and begin to step into your divine assignment over your life. See, God's got some things in heaven for you. I'm telling you now, listen, God's got a plan for you. There's a purpose for you. And for some of us, it's time to start living it. Somebody shout, it's time. It's time. I mean, it's time. God wants us to begin to move out of the areas of life that have bound us and held us captive and captured our imaginations and squashed our possibilities and bring us into a realm where we really begin to live the life that he's designed for us. If you got your Bibles this morning, look in John chapter 2 and verse 1. See, I believe God wants to teach us how to take, how do we order the natural things of life for the supernatural things of life? How do we begin to live from a spiritual perspective instead of a natural perspective? Because in that is where the victory lies for overcoming in life. That's where the blessing of God is retained. That's really my assignment for you today. I'm going to switch gears a little bit from this morning because I really feel like God wants to get this in us. How do we order the natural for the supernatural? John chapter 2 verse 1 says, on the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, hey, Jesus, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says, do you do it? Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim, and he said to them, "Draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tested the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. This is the beginning of the signs of Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples did what? They believed in him." Somebody say glory. Now, how many of you know from the very beginning of this whole thing, this whole picture of creation that's laid out before us, that from the very beginning, God clothed Adam in glory? Adam was a perfect being before sin entered into his life. He was clothed in God's glory. And I'm not talking about the religious kind of glory that we see a lot, the puffed up glory that's all inflated and the hyper glory. I'm talking about real glory here, amen? I mean, a lot of times the religious mentality robs us of the full understanding of what the real glory of God means, of what it means to walk in glory. Because what we do is we take an Old Testament scripture sometimes where the prophet says, or the Old Testament says this, God will not share his glory with man or with anybody else. And we take that scripture and we'll apply it to our lives. But how many of you know, how many of you ever heard that, first of all? Anybody ever heard that? God will not share his glory with man. God won't do that. But then you come along in the New Testament, and here's Jesus. He's praying in John chapter 17, and he's talking to his Father in verse 22, and he says this. He said, "Father, the glory that you have given to me, I give it to them." Uh-oh. Come on now. I'm going to try that again. Jesus said, "Father, the glory that you have given to me, I give to them." How many know that them is you? He was praying for you and I. Come on, amen. He said, "Now I'm going to share my glory. I want to give it to them." Meaning that the glory of God, if it's going to be manifested in this world, if the glory of God is going to be revealed in the world, then it's coming through you. God's called you to bring glory into this realm, amen? And now I realize there are manifestations of glory sometimes in meetings where people come and the atmosphere gets charged and we see the manifested presence of the glory of God show up in an earthly realm and miracles begin to take place. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not discounting that. I'm not negating that this morning. But the reality is that the glory of God is seen in people, and through people, the glory of God is revealed into the earth. That's how we reveal the kingdom. It's revealed through our life. It's revealed through our walk. It's revealed through our talk. Amen. In fact, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount taught that one of the ways that the glory of God is revealed through his people is that we have to have, that they would see it through the good works that we do. He gave us power to do good works. When people would witness your good works, they would see the glory of God. I mean, every time you do something with a right motive, with a pure motive, you're expressing the glory of God. It's a principle from the kingdom of heaven this morning, amen? He said, "Men will see your good works and glorify my Father in heaven." It's going to bring them to a place of glorifying God. Paul said to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 5, he said Jesus was returning for a what? A glorious church. Somebody shout glorious. One without spot, one without wrinkle. That word glorious literally means this. He's returning for a church that has learned how to walk in manifested glory. We've learned how to walk in the demonstration of the power of God. We've learned how to love in spite of our life being a wreck. We've learned how to have peace in spite of chaos. We've learned how to have joy in spite of sorrow. Come on, I got 2 people trying to help me. Come on now. Amen. That's what he's coming for. He's not just coming for a wonderful, beautiful bride. He's coming for a church that's learned to make herself ready by learning how to manifest the glory of God in the earth. In other words, reveal the kingdom of God by learning how to take the things that are in heaven and see them become a reality in the life of people here on earth. Really, the glory of God is about bringing heaven in the earth. I'm going to bring heaven down to earth. Hallelujah. Amen. How many, you know, in these last few generations, people in the body have learned how to tap into the spiritual realm, and they've learned how to do that, to do this. We call it the walk of faith. We've learned how to tap into the unseen realm by faith and see the realities of the heavenly realm manifest in the realm that we live in. We have miracles that take place in the church today. How many of you believe that? If you don't, look at me. I'm a miracle. God did a miracle in me for me to be here today. I could tell you some stories that would make you cry all night. Yeah, some of you are going, what's he talking about? I've been through hell. Anybody in here ever been through hell? Come on now, then you know what I'm talking about. Amen. God is raising up people that have recognized that we have the ability to move by faith into the unseen things and see the unseen things become a reality and manifest in this world that we live in. And that's what's happening in John chapter 2. The first thing we see that Jesus ever did on a miraculous way takes place right here in John chapter 2. And it got people's attention. Like, he made some good wine. Now, listen, I'm not theological, but it ticks me off when other denominations in the body of Christ will talk about wine and talk about beer, and they will say to you that it's a sin to drink wine, and they make it all about do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs, and you can't be a Christian if you drink. Let me just declare to you today that Jesus, the first miracle he did was make an alcoholic beverage. Okay? What he did say is do not be drunk with it. Okay? Because it's always about the heart condition, and Paul said all things, not all things, are profitable. Come on. So I think I lost some of you. I'm not saying go out and get you a 12-pack after church today. That's not what I'm saying. Okay? I'm saying if you think it's about whether or not you can have one, then you're living in the wrong realm. So this is what he does. Amen. In John chapter 2. Now, for 30 years of his life, he hadn't done any miracles. He hadn't really done any ministry. He was a carpenter. He learned how to build things. And that's what he did for a living. And then when he was 30 years old, he started his earthly ministry. And how many of that would have brought anybody, if you saw water turn into wine, that would bring you to a place of wonderment.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.